It is the radio segment that would like you to keep it down because it's still asleep. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Columbus, Ohio. A guy named David Menser robbed four banks over the past month, but on the third one, he ran into a bit of a problem. He went into a Huntington Bank branch and told the teller that he had a gun and he wanted money.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Teller gave him some cash, but David demanded more. Teller told him that they needed a driver's license to get the machine to give more cash. And David believed that and handed over his license.
How smart! Or dumb.
No, that is so dumb. I mean, smarter than teller, yes.
That's what I meant.
But you think that the robber would be like, no, just use your driver's license to open it.
Right?
So afterwards, David left with the money, and the teller passed along all the information from his ID to the cops. Fast forward 2 weeks later, and the police went to his house and arrested David. Why did they wait 2 weeks, especially since David robbed another bank in between that? Well, apparently the cops couldn't believe that somebody would give their real license to the teller during a robbery, so they initially dismissed it. Like, yeah, that's obviously a fake license. Yeah, regardless, David was eventually caught and will be going away for a very long time.
Good.
Like, that's ridiculous. Nobody would actually give their own license. We're not even going to investigate that.
And the teller's just like, hey, guys, I swear it's real.
This next social story is out of Canada. Hakim and Abiola Nosiru are originally from Nigeria, but they lived outside of Toronto for the past 17 years. And a little while ago, the lucky couple hit the Canadian lottery for $50 million.
Oh my God!
Wow, but after the currency exchange, it's only like $20, right?
It's still so shocking to hear that every time.
For some reason, Hakim was so worried about losing the ticket, he put it in an envelope and then duct taped it to his stomach.
What? I would do the same, yo.
But after a few days, he didn't even trust himself because he had to keep taking it off to shower, so he gave it to his wife, who put it in her purse.
Oh no.
They went to church the next day, and afterwards, she looked for it, and the lottery ticket was gone.
No.
Oh my God, my hands are sweaty.
Oh my God.
They turned the house upside down, went through their trash, but they still didn't find it, and eventually, they had to face the fact that it was probably gone for good.
Oh my God.
Luckily, Hakim had already signed the ticket and filled in his address. And 2 months after they lost it, somebody from their church said that they found it on the ground in the sanctuary.
What?
And then gave it back to them.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
You owe them some money, for sure.
It probably took 2 months because they were trying to figure out how to change him signing it on the back and everything else. And they're like, I can't do it, so I guess I'll give it back to him. They got their big novelty check recently, and they're planning to travel a lot and also help their 4 kids and 5 grandkids. No word on if they plan to give the person that found the ticket and gave it back to them any money, but I hope they do. They give me like $20. Here's $20. Thank you.
Do you know how many fights they would have gotten in that 2 month period about the lost ticket?
This next laser story is out of Bensalem, Pennsylvania. A guy tried to steal a pickup truck out of a driveway last week. It had the keys inside, so the only thing standing in his way was a car behind it in the driveway. But there was one huge problem with that. The thief apparently could not pull off a 3-point turn to get around the other car.
What?
A surveillance video shows that he kept trying but ended up banging into the car until he eventually gave up and ran off. Authorities are trying to track him down, and they say they can't remember a time when a thief was foiled by something as basic as being able to do a 3-point turn.
And it sounds like it banged up the other car. Insurance is not going to go for that. So someone tried to steal my car, but couldn't.
It's just like Austin Powers in that movie when he's trying to turn around. He's in the hallway. This next laser story is out of Chulata, Florida. 24-year-old Andrew James Jaffe broke into a house last week and stole some cell phones, earrings, and a GPS device. And then he took off running. However, it was dark, and Andrew doesn't really know the area. And at some point, he also got scared because it was nighttime, and he was pretty sure wild hogs might be chasing him.
Oh, man.
So he decided he needed help, and he called the cops to tell them that he was lost. When police showed up, Andrew admitted to the crime, and cops asked why he didn't just use the stolen GPS to get out of there. He said he panicked. And it didn't even occur to him that he had just stolen a GPS unit.
idea.
Yeah. So they ran his name and found that he had an outstanding warrant for driving with a suspended license as well. Aww. Afterwards, a police spokesman said, quote, in his defense, it does get pretty dark out there in the middle of the night.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If you're scared of the dark, you probably shouldn't be a robber.
Yeah. You should steal things during the day.
Yeah.
It's a little safer for you. This next story is out of State Fair headquarters. If you've been to a state fair in the past decade or so, you've come face to face with deep-fried Oreos.
Creamy. Oh,
so for sure. Good. Also, really rickety old carnival rides, pig beauty contests, and an endless sea of worst homemade tattoos that you've ever seen.
But that's so true.
Mainly the Oreos. Yeah. Well, you don't need to go to a state fair to get them anymore. Remember a few years ago when Hostess started selling deep-fried Twinkies in the freezer section at your grocery stores?
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to announce that Oreo's selling state fair cookies.
Hey.
And that's coming to Walmarts everywhere very soon.
Well, right. Because we're too lazy to deep-fry our own Oreos.
They come in two versions with a vanilla covering or a chocolate covering. You heat them up in the microwave, so we don't know if they'll be as good as the real thing. But it's worth a shot if you want some deep-fried Oreos at home.
It sounds like a chocolate Pop-Tart to me. I'm into it.
This next laser story is out of wedding world. A new survey by The Knot found that asking for cash on wedding registries is a lot more popular than it used to be.
Mm.
About 50% more common last year than it was just 2 years ago.
Oh.
So what are they spending money on? The honeymoon is still the most common thing that couples ask people to help fund.
Yeah, of course.
Followed by a down payment on a house. But the wedding itself was number 3 last year. Big ticket items like appliances were number 4. And help paying off debt was number 5.
Mm.
On average, couples who did ask for cash last year got a total of $1,437 from their wedding guests.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
It's pretty
so
good.
So your wedding cost $30,000 and you recouped a little bit.
Yeah. Should help with not even the taxes.
Yeah, but I mean, that almost bought
something.
Your dress.
The paper had the flowers.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the study of old age. A new study out of the University of Miami found that having wrinkles around your eyes is actually a good thing. Because it makes you seem more sincere and genuine.
Aww. Really?
Researchers had people look at photos of different expressions. Some of the people in the photos had wrinkles around their eyes, and some didn't.
Hmm.
And the ones with wrinkles were consistently rated as more sincere. It happened with happy expressions like big smiles and sad expressions, too. So it's possible wrinkles help convey emotion no matter what the emotion is.
So these aren't crow's feet. These are my sincerity marks.
Yes. The explanation they came up with is pretty simple. Basically, our brains are just pre-wired to view people as more sincere if they have wrinkles around their eyes.
Ooh, that's interesting, huh?
So stop with the Botox.
Yeah.
If you want people to take you seriously.
Induce wrinkles.
Yeah. You need wrinkles around your eyes so
we
people
start going
will believe
the opposite
you.
Way.
Yeah.
We all look like Shar Pei puppies soon.
Soon the Kardashians are going to start putting wrinkles into their face.
Yeah.
So that people can think that they're actually sincere. Like they're so fake. And then all of a sudden they put out wrinkly faces. You're like, you know what? I'm starting to like them.
Those
yeah.
are honest
starting to believe those people. And being seen more sincere, they say, is a good thing because when people feel like they know what you're thinking and feeling, it makes you more trustworthy. So there you go. Just get some wrinkles around your eyes. I trust this guy no matter what. Doesn't really matter if he's got wrinkles or not, just as long as he keeps humping that shoe. That's the sound of a very sincere turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.